Hey, wait, just, oh fuck. Holy shit. Oh my god, I haven't had to run that hard since high school, maybe? God, I probably should start working out more often. Anyways, I'm so happy to see you. Okay, yes, you are right. It would be kind of odd for me to chase you down if I wasn't happy to see you. Unless I was really unhappy to see you, and I'm here to tell you that this town doesn't have room for the two of us. No, I mean, if anything, you're the one who should be mad at me. But anyways, I didn't know you were back in town. When did that happen? Oh shit, really? That's so awesome! Look at you. The last time I saw you, you were a nervous little college boy living off of ramen and cheap IPAs. And now you're a big shot boss type guy who's probably living off of, like, ravioli and more expensive IPAs. I knew I was right. When have I ever been wrong? Okay, it's probably best you don't answer that one. You're right. Okay. Seriously, though, I am so happy for you. I always knew you had shit like this in your future. Like, you were always such a hard worker, even when you were working at, like, the university library. No one could check out books like you could. You made that Dewey Decimal System your bitch. True. Is it okay if I walk with you? I really have nothing to do today, and I would love to catch up. Also, from how much trouble I had running that extremely short distance, I could really use the exercise. Awesome, I'm glad you want to catch up too. I didn't want to be like that creepy, clingy ex-girlfriend, you know? So what else is going on with you? The new job sounds awesome, but like, are you still into all that geek shit? Oh, don't you start with that. You are the biggest fucking nerd that I know. Yeah, you are. Don't make that face. Hey now, calm down. I never said that I wasn't also a huge nerd geek thing. But I'm genuinely curious. Did graduating college and living in the dark, dark world of adulthood change that for you? Mm-hmm. Okay, see? You are still a huge nerd. Good to know. Kirby's, which is still just a couple blocks from here, still has those game nights throughout the week, so if you want to come, we'd all love to have you, especially when we start the new D&D campaign. You'd make that shit so much more fun. Like, you are so creative when it comes to creating characters and stories, it's insane. You'd be, like, a wonderful addition to the group. Yeah, I know. You need time to get settled again, but the offer is still there. While this place does suck major ass most of the time, I just want you to, like, know that there's a few fun things to do here. Don't want you to get bored and up and leave again. Wait. Hold on. You cannot just tell me that you have a cat and not show me pictures of said cat. Come on, let me see that baby. Come on, show me. Holy shit. That's the cutest fucking cat I've ever seen. She's so chunky. She looks so cuddly. I just want to pet her. Oh, of course I still have Khadgar. Me and that dog are never gonna part ways, no matter how much of an asshole he is. I even got one of those stupid fucking paw tattoos with his name under it because I am the most basic of all of the white girls. So, do you have any other women besides the cat in your life? I mean, or a man? I don't know what you're into nowadays. Okay, yeah, for sure. I can understand that. Sometimes life doesn't make it easy to have that type of, like, romantic, committed relationship. Big mood. Okay, well, you have a chunky cat. So, honestly, I'd rather have a chunky cat than a girlfriend any day. Okay, yeah, you're right. I don't mean that. Women are fucking gorgeous and I love all of them. I'm glad you feel the same way. You know, you look so good. Like, not just physically. I mean, okay, you are attractive, but like, God damn it, I'm talking myself into a hole. You look happy is what I mean. You look like you're just living your best life, and I love it. I am so beyond happy for how things are going for you. Like, you've entered into the stage of your life that is so, I don't know what I'm saying. You know how I am, but I'm just happy you've earned this success, and you deserve all of the happiness the world has to offer. Oh, you want to know about me? Well, that is my least favorite subject. I'm doing all right, I guess. It's been better than it's been for a while. I'm, going through a bit of a rough patch. I lost my job, had to move in with my sister, all that fun stuff. So I'm working at the mini mart near our apartment, but I'm looking for some other jobs that are actually in my degree field, you know? So a little rough, but I'm working through it and things are starting to look a little up, which is nice. Oh, no, I've not had something like that. I've only really had, like, fuck buddies and friends with benefits. Not anything too serious. Nothing really since we split. Yeah, I've just not been in the place for it, you know? Kind of like you. Oh, fuck, man, this is where you live? These apartments are bougie as hell. Damn. Oh, fuck me. Don't go yet. I have some stuff that I need to say that I just need to get off of my chest. God damn it. How I treated you towards the end was beyond awful, and I am so sorry. You didn't deserve that at all. We were so young when we started dating, and I think we both had these, like, awesome big ideas of what it meant to be in a relationship, like a real serious relationship outside of high school, in the adult world, where we could basically make our own decisions about it. And I don't think either of us realized how shitty and rocky and complicated that gets sometimes, especially at that age. Like, we were still learning who we were, what we wanted to do with our lives, what was important to us. Like, we were still figuring out who we were as people, who we were as people independent from our parents and what, like, other people wanted us to be. And I just couldn't handle all of that and all of the schoolwork and all of these expectations about my future and also have a relationship that was as serious as what we had was. Like, I got so scared of how serious we had gotten at such a young age. Like, it was a lot. We were together for a couple years, yeah, but we were still just like 20. That's too young to be thinking about these lifelong commitments. And then when one of our friends mentioned that you were looking at rings, the fear that I felt was so strong and so intense that I just broke down. Emotionally, mentally, physically, I just couldn't keep doing it. It wasn't anything that you did or you didn't do. It was all on me. It was all because of what I was going through and because of what I could and couldn't handle. And I am so sorry that through all of that, I ended up hurting you. That was the last thing that I wanted to do. I was so in love with you, and that was what freaked me out so much. I had given you this, like, ability to hurt me and to influence my decisions and my thoughts, and you had this huge role in my life that no one else had had before, and it scared me, and I didn't know how to deal with that. And I truly did love everything about what we had. I loved the movie nights on the weekends. I loved the 3 a.m. trips to Taco Bell, and how we'd sneak into each other's dorm rooms and, like, you'd just hold me as I slept and you tried to hide me under your blanket from your roommate when we woke up in the morning. but it never really worked. I loved the stupid fucking jokes that we had that make no sense to anybody else, but that would have us in tears. And like, most of all, I loved you. Like, I loved your fucking smile and your stupid puns and how messy your hair always was in the morning. Like, I loved everything about you. Even the stuff that I didn't like about you, I still loved because it's what made you, you. And I still love you. I think about you all the time, and I know I fucked up when I broke things off. I know I hurt you, and I feel like that was one of the biggest mistakes I made in my life. I just need you to know that I'm sorry, and that I'm... Holy fuck. Okay. Yeah, I'd love to come inside.